More than 60 adults shuffle into Glen Cove Elementary School Tuesday evening.
Are you happy with the way the government is spending your money? Ooh. Do you have a better idea, or do you think you can do it better? Clap your hands.
Tonight, the group will exchange ideas about how the city should spend $2.4 million. The proposals will be considered over 9 months and put before voters. City employees provide an orientation. Projects must benefit the public.
So to repave one block of a street, maybe it's Tennessee Street, which we did recently. Anyone have any idea what this might cost? Will gave it away here, 160 grand.
The crowd breaks up into small groups.
My name is Stacy. We have
each with a volunteer facilitator and note taker.
Vince, Carl, Mario.
People have come prepared. One man sits at the table with a folder full of paperwork.
So my proposal is street lighting.
I kind of want to piggyback on what was on the ballot last year, the outdoor fitness equipment at the waterfront.
Okay.
Similar to, like, I would think, like, Venice Beach, like a muscle beach.
Can you say a day use area for the homeless? Like, what kind of, can you elaborate a little more?
The renovation of the Herbert House at 1 Kentucky Street. It's a historical monument.
People want safer streets. One man proposes video surveillance.
Because, you know, the perception is Vallejo is really bad and it sucks, but it all has to do with crime. To me, safety is the number one factor.
When the brainstorming ends, people signal support for their favorite projects by sticking green dots on large white sheets of paper. Small groups report back to the larger group about the most popular ideas.
People would come, they'd do it, it would end, there'd be stuff.
Public art events, better use of the waterfront, and creation of a bike tour and expo.
We need to get exercise. There's a lot of you. I'm not going to point, no. But I'm going to say you did not keep those New Year's resolutions. And it would also highlight the fact that Vallejo does need more bicycle routes that are safe.
Carl Chaker is new to the process this year. He wants a shot spotter that would notify police immediately when a gun is fired.
Last year I just voted. I just strictly voted and saw some of the ideas and really liked them and thought maybe I could be part of the process next year so that some of the projects that are proposed could more directly benefit my more immediate community.
The funds at stake are a tiny part of the overall budget. The money and the process is part of a 1% sales tax that was voted in to improve services after the city's bankruptcy. But that opportunity to help design the budget can be taken away by the city council. One council member showed up at the first meeting with a sobering message.
If there's not support for this project, you will lose it if you don't use it.
Organizers say the participatory budget process is not just about fixing broken infrastructure. It's about repairing civic relationships. Linda Daniels volunteers as chair of the steering committee.
I think that the relationship with the city is a lot more transparent. And so the people have let the government know that, hey, you know, we've gained knowledge through this process of participatory budgeting. So the more knowledge we've gained, the more we're ready to question what goes on and take a part in it.
Some of last year's projects are already being implemented. The proposal that got the most votes last year, fixing potholes. This year, the city will spend more money to repair them. Pauline Bartolone, Capital Public Radio News.